Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House here in our On the House Hour, halfway through a conversation with TWD Design Build Remodel on Universal Design. We've covered the seven principles of Universal Design, and y'all had mentioned a concept of, you know, things being interchangeable, and all the years of remodeling that I've spent with Dad, I've never thought of anything we've done as interchangeable or fixable. And you made it sound just like, oh, you know, it's like building a Lego house. You don't like it? Just pick up these little Lego bricks and remove the wall this way. Or you don't like that color? Bring in the red blocks.
What? Yeah, it's preparing for the future if need be. That's all. You know, I'll let Ron speak on this stuff, but there's so much you can do to prepare yourself. Like, for instance, when we do a shower or whatever it may be, we're always thinking ahead, you know, rather the people need grab bars now. A lot of them don't want them now, but we put backing
in there.
Makes
them think they're old.
Well, you know.
And actually, that's exactly what quite a few of my customers say. You know, we don't want to get to that point. We don't want to accept that we're getting older. And I actually share the story of my brother just going through a knee replacement, and he had to ask his neighbor to come over and help him shower. And I'm sorry, that's taken friendship way beyond. But and so we'll go ahead and put blocking in there so that we can add that in the future.
His swimsuit was on, though, right? While he was showering.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, if you don't want grab bars in your bathroom, you've never had one. And hotels pretty much seem like any new one has them. They are convenient.
Well, not only that, they're no longer industrial looking. I mean, we put grab bars in that match the existing beautiful towel bars, and it just makes sense. You're dealing with being naked and with water. Even though we're going to be using a non-slip tile, you're still dealing with water that could cause hydroplaning, and just having that extra stability. And as we get older, or even if we, you know, I just had my appendix out 2 weeks ago, and just trying to stand up, sit up, and get down is a little bit difficult. Having a grab bar, you know, next to a shower seat would sure make it a whole lot easier.
And I can relate to that. I had my appendix out about 7 years ago, and taking a shower with a bag. Surgery had
brunch
to drain
time,
itself.
Brunch time, man. Yeah, 10:33, guys. 10:35.
TMI.
But I'm just saying, it was extremely difficult to take a shower and not get certain parts wet and all that. But I digress.
Right? Yeah. And I guess my point is, we do think about getting older, but we also think about how we're getting through life every day, whether it's an ACL injury, whether it's a hip replacement, knee replacement, or just twisting your ankle.
I pinched a nerve in my back a couple years ago mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Dropped me like a bag of rocks.
Well, and if you even go into that aspect, I mean, you know, bathrooms are the most places where people get injured.
But that indoor plumbing is what separates us from 99% of the third world country.
So kids ripping around in there, at least there's something to hold on to, possibly. Like, you know, it's like I always tell my kids, make sure you hold that railing on the way downstairs, you know, just because it only takes a second and tumbling down. And
that's not a fun ride down, and that stop at the end is worse.
And that's all part of it. You know, we always put backing in, rather the people think they need the grab bars or not, but for future purpose, it's there.
So grab bars is a big part of planning for the future. What are some other things that are,
you know, a positive note rather than just, you know, thinking about what, you know, coulda, shoulda happened in terms of, you know, therapeutic? We're also designing showers that are spa-like environments where body sprays, definitely multiple shower heads. We use a hydro rail from Kohler. Delta has one. Moen has one. Moen has their Align. And these are great products that are really designed to be aftermarket that fit onto your existing shower head. And it's a shower column that has a slide bar with a handheld shower head in addition to a fixed shower head. It's great not only for being able to wash yourself if you're sitting down on a seat, but for shaving legs for women. I use it for washing the dog, cleaning the shower. It's just a great benefit as well as a safety unit.
That's one thing we didn't mention is universal design is for everyone and every animal, I guess.
In my household, it is.
Yeah.
Mine's the hose outside.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
We did a whole ADA rated bathroom to where it was actually following the American Disabilities Act, in addition to universal design, to where we had full 5-foot turnaround. the husband was going to be looking at a progressive disease. And so he knew he was going to be in a wheelchair at one point. We did a zero threshold shower, which is more costly. We do end up having to jackhammer the concrete and pour it down below grade, a roll-in experience.
And this is on a remodel. A lot of these things I think we're going to start seeing in the development of new homes. Now, doesn't do anything for the 350 million of us already living in an existing home in the U.S., but as the development comes and the new generation of housing is designed, I think we're just going to see these things built in.
But there are also some products out on the market that act as grab assist units that are not necessarily industrial grab bars. We knew that per ADA standards he was going to need a 36-inch grab bar by his toilet, but he was not at that point right now, and they both wanted a beautiful bath, and it is a beautiful, beautiful bathroom. So we used it's a Decor Assist toilet paper holder from Delta, which is rated properly, blocked and installed, rated for 250 pounds, is a toilet paper holder and a grab bar unit. But we blocked clear behind that so that we could change that out to a 36-inch grab bar when that time came.
And define the difference between ADA and universal design.
Well, ADA is the American Disabilities Act, and it many, many standards that are basically designed for a person with a disability that is in a wheelchair. Has to do with turnaround, has to do with access for parking lots. Any commercial building has to follow the American Disabilities Act. Whereas universal design, we use some of those principles, but it's really for the ability of all rather than a disability.
Now, a big part of this universal design has got to be maintenance and the reduction of it. You know, we're not putting in stuff that's short term, you know, cheap laminate wood flooring, or we're designing for a long term use. Part of that is building with long term products.
Don't get us wrong. As far as prepping our remodel for future possible use, there's no corner cutting at all. It's all the same stuff we use day in and day out.
No cabinets with plastic rollers. No.
Yeah. No. But that being said, we can and do, under the sink. Especially, we can do a roller cabinet, or we can do a door that opens up all the way to where if you are disabled and in a wheelchair, you can roll right up to the sink. Maybe the sink's going to be a lower profile so you can get to it. It's not like, we know you're going to want to remodel later, so we're going to just throw this cheap stuff in here. But no, it's all...
One of the first calls I ever took when I started working for Rosie on the House was a woman looking for a solution for her son who only had one arm. And she was looking for stainless steel nails that she wanted to drive through a board so she could turn it upside down so when he could go cut his watermelon, it would stay still. You stick the watermelon on these nails and then chop it up.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff you can do, Romy. It's you've got your touch on and off.
Quite a few of the plumbing fixtures, both kitchen and bathroom, can be touch activated. But in terms of low maintenance, every shower that we do is going to be a hard porcelain tile that's going to be a non-slip. We're very cognizant. It may look really nice to have a polished porcelain tile, but we would only do that on the walls and make sure that we're going to do a non-slip floor, smaller scale tile on a shower floor because the grout joints in between help as non-slip. We also use an epoxy modified grout, which then doesn't require any sealing.
And I would imagine storage is a big part of this. If you picture any one of your given closets right now, how many things are out of reach without getting a stool and being able to pull those down? What are we doing with our linens, our cabinet spaces? Being able to access those. As far as I know, we don't have any Marty McFly III fruit provider. Was that Back to the Future 2 where he's, fruit please, and this tray comes down from the ceiling.
We're not that yet.
But there are quite a few products out there. I think Todd mentioned on it a little bit earlier, a sink base. We can actually do a removable sink base so that we'll tile underneath there. It's going to have doors and storage, but if you then need to down the line, like for this one customer who knew he was going to be in a wheelchair, we did that. So then when he is in that spot, we can actually remove the cabinet below, and it's a skirt that then hides all the plumbing underneath there that he can then roll up to that. In terms of upper cabinets, we're in a design phase right now to where everyone wants this open concept, so we're not using as many upper cabinets as we used to. In fact, it's difficult to try to find space for upper cabinets in a lot of these open designs. But they offer pull-down shelves that can be reached access the contents up above. We have touch-to-open electric cabinet doors on both the uppers as well as the lower cabinets as well. You literally press a button and it opens up, and then press a lower button and it closes on itself.
Now, we've talked a lot about these different vault doors that are coming into play, where so much of our lifestyle is delivery, whether it's Amazon or how many other different delivery services are. For somebody that can't drive, this could be a huge asset for universal design, aging in place, being able to know what food you have available and have it delivered. But just the safety of that delivery system and designing in, I haven't seen any great solution yet. They're very practical and concept, aesthetically pleasing and practical, affordable. I'm not so sure we're there yet, but I mean, I see something in our design where we've got a point of entrance where you could have some little stored cooling on the side of the home that they could deliver your milk to. They could deliver your eggs, cold products along with all your food, and being able to know and using technology what you have and what's fresh in your home. That could be a big part of helping age in place.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
In Minnesota, they call that the cold storage room.
Yeah.
The house.
Yeah. I don't think it's Minnesota. But anyway, that being said, I mean, I guess, the universal design is not limited to anything. So, yeah, if there's people out there that would need something like that, to where, like you said, you've got home deliveries from grocery stores now. The sky is the limit when it comes to universal design. Anything you can think of, it's just not limited to those seven.
It's taking the new thought running it through
exactly.
Your seven principles to make sure you're not missing anything.
Absolutely.
We've got a final segment here with TWD Design Build Remodel talking universal design at Rosie on the House.